Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi alameen. Ar-Rahmani r-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Sirat al-ladin amta alayhim. Gayril madhubi alayhim. Walakdaleen. Ameen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful. Master of the Day of Judgment, thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Amen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. Is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Come on now, give me big old hugs and love. Come on, squeeze me tight now. I'm squeezing you. I want you to feel me. Oh, yes, yes. Thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. We, of course, are continuing in the 10th month of the Islamic calendar, Shawwal. And today is the 11th day of Shawwal, 1445, on the Hijra calendar, which is the Islamic calendar, and April 20th, 2024, on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah. And don't start nothing, y'all. I'm telling you right now, because I've been feeling this here. And then when it finally go away, when Allah finally take the spirit away, okay, then we won't be doing it, okay? But right now, Eid Mubarak. Ah, that's right. That's right. It's still there. This recurring happiness celebration. Yes, it is still here. And we pray Allah, highly glorified is he, is pleased with our Ramadan and our fasting and our reading and being obedient to him. And we pray that we be blessed with all that we seek of good health and prosperity in this year forward. I mean. And we say here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, yes, this is our motto for this year. If for any reason any of us are stressed or are stressing in any manner, we say to you, let it go here in 2024, utilizing the Quran, and I guarantee you we will be stress-free, even though it try to come up. Okay, but we ain't having it. Ain't that right? That's right. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, thank you all so kindly for being here. Yes, yes, it's like, you know, the weeks can be so busy and we're still, like we say, kind of winding, you know, kind of winding down from the fasting and the reading. And, of course, we're still reading our Quran and, with, you know, it may be some of us still fasting, but that's what we want to do, you know. But like, not like the month of Ramadan, that it was obligatory for us to actually do our fasting and read a 30th of the Quran, so that way by the ending of Ramadan, of course, we know, for those that are of us that are seasoned Muslims, and we're just sharing it on to the new shahadas and new believers, that once we complete our obligatory fasting and obligatory responsibilities in the month of Ramadan, that we will be completing our, we will complete the whole reading of the Quran. And it's such a rewarding feeling. And then after that, of course, we read every day still. But to guess what? You can read as much as you want to read after when Ramadan is over. But during Ramadan, see, we are obligated to read the 30th. But after that, and we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were all successful in getting our reading done, and we were out fasting. We were pleased with it, and we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, was pleased with it as well. We're feeling good. That's why, you know, you're still feeling evil, Barak, because we were diligently at work on our obligatory duties and obedience to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah. Okay, I guess y'all say enough about running Ramadan. Nope. Okay, tonight, you know what I want to do tonight, y'all? I said, okay, of course, you know, we always ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and help in every task that we seek to complete. And I said, well, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, help me with this, and what should I do, you know? Because I'm telling you, when you are learning, and it's so much knowledge and information of what you're learning, that it can just, it can be like it's just all over everywhere, you know? You know, you read this little piece and you read that little piece and you're like, oh, I want to say that. Oh, I want to do this, you know. But you have to bring it together, you know. And so that be my prayer, and I'm sure many of you as well, when you're asking Allah's help and guidance, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, because he is Al-Aruf, the most kind. He is so kind to give that to us. So you're trying to find the right perspective to put all of this knowledge and information in. So, you know, I said, well, I think I have been saying for a couple of weeks that we were going to, and matter of fact, I wanted to do it during Ramadan, but see, when we shortened up the time and everything, it just wasn't enough time to do it. And, you know, we didn't want to be starting something we couldn't finish during that time. So what I want to do tonight, I was thinking, I'm going to go a little bit over the concept of Al-Asma'ul Husna and some of the things you're going to remember now, inshallah you do, and you know to remember, get your pen and your paper, so you write them down. If you don't remember right at the top of your mind, then when you go and read it, then you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that, and then it begins to all come back, and you fit it together. So tonight what we're going to do, we're going to go read a little bit over the concept of Al-Asma'ul Husna, and then we are going to truly, from beginning, I'm not going to do hadith, I'm not going to read any articles, we're going to go straight through as many of Al-Asma'ul Husna that we can go through, name, the spelling of it. And we're just going to do the names and the spelling of it because to get into what each of the names in depth mean, oh, my goodness, we wouldn't get through no more than about five or six of them because, you know, it's a lot of information as to the meaning of each one of them. So, inshallah, tonight, this is what we're going to be able to do. So, I appreciate everyone for being here online as well as in the studio here. So with that, I'm not going to hold us any longer because I noticed that for some reason it was it might have been on my part. It seemed like we were a little bit off in our coming on this evening. So we're going to get right to everything. And you know, if you don't mind, we'll try to go on and do that, get through everything. So we're going to go on and take our first pause and for our public service announcement and very important information, and then we're going to get back and get right into our program, inshallah. Yeah. So with that, you know I'm tripping-tasking here, so okay. So with that, we're going to go on. You are listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. for your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to sit tight, keep sight, and inshallah, we will be right back. Alhamdulillah. Okay. You know, this is my favorite opening, so we're going to go
God's
here.
Peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. And as you can see, why I would like to open up with that particular PSA, talking about love and compassion. And to me, love, that's what it's all about, and having compassion for one another and as human beings. And alhamdulillah. I'm going to be quick with this. But you all out there in am360.org land, you know that if you want to make a comment or ask a question of anything that you may hear this evening or something on your mind that you want to ask pertaining to this program, you're going to need to come out of the am360.org land and dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And that way I'll know that you have something to say or share with us, and certainly you'll get that opportunity. And, of course, you all here in the studio, you know as well that you do the same thing that you're already here. We want to invite everyone to connect to our 24-hour live and podcast programming, of course, at am360.org or at 701-719-4197. And please visit our Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shura Conference at DWSC.us. That is us. Hey, that's us together. And get more information about the intelligentsias of CWSC, which is Community-Wide Shura Conference. You can give us a like on Facebook or leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we appreciate you kindly, and we look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah. Of course, you everyone can probably hear that that is the Asa prayer coming in. Okay, with that, we're going to go on and get started, everyone. I know the season shahad, as you already know, to have your pen and paper. And so this is just a gentle reminder to our new shahadas, new believers, to make sure you have your pen and paper handy so that way you can take notes. and have an idea of what it is that you want to remember and ask about, inshallah. Okay. We now know and understand that Allah, highly glorified is He, is alcoholic. Yeah, and that's one of the 99 al-asma, known al-asma al-husna, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Khaliq is the creator, and al-Muqit, which is another one of al-asma al-husna, is the sustainer, the one that takes care of his creation and maintains his creation. And we, as the creation, of course, you know we have a responsibility to establish a relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, al-Khaliq, the creator, and al-Muqit, the sustainer. We have, so we've been talking about establishing our relationship with him as well. We're not going to get into more of that this evening because I've said to you what I want us to do. But it's just a reminder that in learning al-Asma ul-Husna, that this does helps us in establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Y'all know Abita. Allahu Akbar. That helps us to establish our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because now we begin to know who He is as our Lord and Creator and the Creator of all creation. So we want to make sure that we understand the importance that this relationship in al-Asma ul-Husna is, and make it an essential aspect of our constant, I said constant, I put that triple underline, remembrance. Learning al-Asma ul-Husna is the key to keeping us in this constant memory. And remember that the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, has said to us, ever memorizes these names, these beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and embraces the qualities of these names and attributes, we will enter into the paradise. And you know that's the goal of us all. That's the goal of us all. Yes, it just reminded me, I just a little bit ago, got some information on a dear friend that I knew she had been sick, though, you know. So, you know, like I say, from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we come. And from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will return, you know, alhamdulillah. And that particular hadith about entering into the paradise of learning and embracing these beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the blessings of a seat in paradise, alhamdulillah. We have also learned that the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are divided into three categories. We briefly touched on it, and just briefly today, I'm just trying to pull it all together so as we go into our reciting of them this afternoon that we know what the goal is. We know what the purpose is, and it gives us more invigorance, if you would, in terms of learning them. So we have learned that the three categories that these beautiful names and attributes are divided in are the attributes that ascribe to the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his self, who he is. And then we have the second category of attributes, which are ascribed to the actions, his actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally, the third category that the Asma ul Husna is ascribed to both Allah's self and his actions. We learned also thus far that Al-Asma ul-Husna has two components. That's an intellectual component and a spiritual component. And we know that the intellectual component asks the foundational questions of how we know that there are divine names. And the spiritual component explores the possible purpose behind the divine names and attributes. Alhamdulillah. So as we go into going through the Asma ul Husna this evening, I want you to keep in mind that the categories, which remember they ascribe to the knowing of Allah himself and his actions. Some of the attributes ascribe to his actions, and of course the others together ascribe to both the action and his self, okay? And to remember the categories, just as we are, those are the categories, and then the fact that there's a spiritual component and the intellectual component, okay? So with that, we're going to move on into, we're going to begin to actually recite, let me see where I'm at right here, the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, too, we believe in these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many benefits for us as we recite the names and attributes. But in each name and the attribute that we recite, you're going to feel it because it's going to bring, first of all, each name and attribute nourishes your consciousness to humility. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it. So write them down, everyone. Make sure you got your pen and paper and write them down so that you can go back. And because that's the only way you're going to learn them is that you write them down so that you can go back and study them. That's if you really wanna, you know, make it to paradise. I mean, you know, have a guarantee. Now, you know, there's other ways perhaps that we can do and that would guarantee, you know, the seat in the paradise. But right now, this is the one, this is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me first. And when I found out about them, I'm like, really? You mean to tell me all I have to do is to learn these and practice them and I'm going to be guaranteed? Well, to me, that was, I thought it was really, really easy. Well, you know, that it, with the help of Allah, he will make it easy. But in anything that we set out to learn about, there is W-O-R-K involved, work, that is. So we have to be willing and to put in that work and actually look forward to the manifestation of the work that we've put in, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as he, does call us to our return to his will of returning to him, ah, we could be there saying, oh, Allah, you're so good to us, and you're so kind, and we will be expecting that when that time comes, and he would just take us right on there to the paradise, and the angels will open that door, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, welcome, my servant, a job well done. Alhamdulillah. I'm so excited. I know. I know you are too. I can feel it. Y'all don't have to try to be quiet about it because I can feel it. Okay. Now, let's start out here. We know where we're starting out. The 99 names, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as Al-Asma'ul Husna. We start with Ar-Rahman. Let me just go here. I'm trying to get through something right here too. Yeah, I'm gonna go through here. Okay, but I'm gonna use this right here. We're gonna start out with Ar-Rahman. Now this is where we really get into learning, everyone. These are the attributes. These are the Al-Asma'ul Husna that's going to guarantee. Well, of course, we learn them and recite them and keep them in remembrance, but you also have to do what? Good works, good deeds, you know. So this way we are assured, you know, for getting into the paradise, and that is the goal, alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is Allah highly glorified is he, the most compassionate, most gracious, most compassionate. And I'm going to spell too, so that way it's going to make it a lot more simpler for you when you go back to your notes and you'll have them there and you'll be like going down the line, okay? Ar-Rahman is the first beautiful name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Proper spelling is capital A-L, and there's always a little dash in there, you know, as we're doing the spelling. This is of the precursor, if you would, to the actual attribute. Okay. So Ar-Rahman is capital A L dash capital Ara A H M A N. Most gracious, most compassionate is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next attribute is, and beautiful name, is Al-Rahim. And that is capital A-L dash, put the dash in there, capital R-A-H-E-E-M. And there are some spellings with the R-A-H-I-M, but it's still Al-Rahim. Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Rahim, the most merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah. And Our next is Al-Malik. Al-Malik. And that's capital A-L. And I'm not going to continue to say the dash in there. I want you to remember, because if you're involved in this, you're going to remember on your own that after I say the first two capital letters, that there's going to be a dash before we come to the next capital letter. So I won't continue to say dash, okay? This will be the last of it. Capital A-L dash, capital M. A-L-I-K, Al-Malik. And Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Malik, the sovereign, the holy one. He owns everything. He is over everything, master of the day of judgment. Okay, I said I wasn't going to get all into it, okay. Our next is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus. That's capital A-L. Capital Q-U. D is in David. O-O. Now, I believe I've also seen it with the U-S. In it, but this is my spelling I have right now, and if some of you know it in a different spelling, that's fine. It's still Al-Quddus, and Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Quddus, the most holy. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Number five, Assalam. Assalam. That's capital A-S. Capital S. A-L. A-A-M. And Allah highly glorified is he is Assalam, the bestower of peace. The bestower of peace. And number six. Okay, just hang on. Why am I not seeing that? That's what I got so much of. Okay, right here. So something went down there. The grantor of security. Al-Mumin. Al-Mumin, and that's capital A-L, capital M-U, M-I-N, the grantor of peace and security. Number seven, Al-Muhaymin. Allah highly glorified is he. Is Al-Muhaymin. That's capital A-L. Capital M-U. H-A-I-M-I-N. Allah highly glorified is he. Is Al-Muhaymin. The protector. Of all of his creation. The guardian over it all. Alhamdulillah. Number eight is Al-Aziz. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Aziz. That's capital A-L, capital A-Z-I-Z. Z, you know, like it's in zebra. Okay. And Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Aziz, the mighty, the one who alone has all the honor. You know, it is so wonderful to just be able to speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of his beautiful names and attributes that only we can say, and you know, people would say like, oh, you're trying to boast about it, but it's not that. It's just the fact of the matter. And see, nobody can do about a fact. A fact is a fact. And so we have to recognize that and we have to, you know, and recognizing that, is, you know, you're not boasting about it, but hey, it's the fact of the matter and can't nobody do nothing about it. And that's really a good feeling. Can't nobody do nothing about it, and we love it. You know, alhamdulillah, because he is Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Aziz, the mighty. Our next attribute is Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar. And that's capital A-L, capital J-A, in Bismillah, B again, A, Ara, Al-Jabbar. And some people may say Al-Jabbar, but there's two B's there, so you have to pronounce them both out, I'm thinking. So you would go with Al-Jabbar, Jabbar. And Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the compeller. You know, I say, well, oh, Allah don't compel nobody to do nothing. You know, he don't make nobody do nothing. But you might think that, you know. But I'm just saying, he don't compel us like, you better do so-and-so right, and you better do it right now. Oh, he's most kind, remember? He's too kind and merciful for that. But when he wants us to do something, little as we know, you know, sometimes, you know, we could say, I'm going to do something, and then when he says that we're going, when we say we're going to do something, and then somehow, you know, we get all busy and stuff and everything, and we try to, you know, we get all busy and stuff, and we don't, you know, I'm going to get to it, but it's something we really need to do and want to do. It's just that we, in our own little realms of life, are letting other things get in the way of that. Then I see compelling, he's like, go on and get that done now. Go, 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 go now, go. So out of his kindness and his mercy, he compels not to be mean or anything. Oh, never, ever. Even to the disbeliever, he's not mean too. Isn't that something? And you know, that's a beautiful thing. He's just that kind and merciful. Even to the disbeliever, he have that kindness and mercy upon them. And, you know, and give them time to get to where, you know, they need to be and want to be, alhamdulillah. So Al-Jabbar, Allah highly glorified as he is the compeller. Our next beautiful name and attribute is Al-Mutakabir. Al-Mutakabir. And Allah, that is spelled capital A-L, capital M-U, T as in time, A-K, A, you got a double B here, B-B-I-R, Al-Mutakabir. And Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Mutakabir, the majestic, the one who possesses all greatness, and having qualities above any of his creation. Alhamdulillah. Our next beautiful name and attribute is Al-Khaliq. And you remember when we came on now, remember what we said? We mentioned Al-Khaliq when we first came on, because Allah highly glorified is he. First, let's get the spelling of it. That's capital A-L, capital K-H, A-L-I-Q, Al-Khaliq. And I actually had to get a correct pronunciation of that, and I certainly do appreciate it. And again, I say it's any of the names that you may see that I not necessarily pronouncing them with that the way that it should be, I have no problem with your sharing that information with me. And I tell you, I did, because once you make up your mind that you're going to do it a certain way, you know, you're pretty much into that. But I accept all corrected information, but yes, I am going to look a bit more into it, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. Anytime information comes to us, it was another mother situation, but he says when information, and Caesar Muslims, you're going to know because you've read this many times. For you new shahadas, you continue to read and you will come to it. Anytime information, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, that anytime information come to us, you know, investigate the information. You know, just investigate the information. Not we saying that, you don't know what you're talking about, or you don't tell me, and none of that. We just investigating it. So I have no problem if I'm doing pronouncing incorrectly, then you share that with me. I appreciate you kindly. So Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Khaliq, as we said before when we first come on the program, and that is Allah highly glorified as he is the creator. The creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. Yes, all between. And nothing else, no one else can bring in existence as he brings in existence. He is Al-Khaliq, the creator. Our next beautiful name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I just want to stop right here very quickly, because you remember when we were speaking of the categories and what Al-Asma'ul Husna is, and that's what we're doing. We're reciting, going through the Al-Asma'ul Husna right now, which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to kind of, you know, remember that some of these attributes is ascribing to the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who he is. And then we got to set up while we're reciting them, keep in remembrance that they also ascribe to his actions. So I, you know, and maybe, you know, we'll do something, and then we got the next category where that ascribe to the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the actions together. So while we're doing this, kind of keep that in remembrance, that maybe you'd be like, oh, so is this one that ascribes to itself? I would think that, like this one that we just got finished with, like Al-Khaliq, Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Khaliq, and that is, he is the creator, then I would think that that would ascribe to himself who he is. He is the creator. I'm going to stop right there on that. I'm not going to go any further with that. I tell you, you see what I mean when I say it's so much in-depth information and knowledge about each of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, when you mention them, you begin to like, oh, this. And especially when you know it in the category, you start trying to get into it. And so you can learn that and understand that as well. And we will come back and go through those, inshallah, that we can distinguish the categories of Al-Asma ul-Husna, inshallah. The next beautiful name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Bari. That's capital A-L, capital B, as in Bismillah, A-R-I. And Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Bari. And Al-Bari is the maker. And so when you make something, you think about it like this. When you make something, you're the one that creates it, you put it all together. Then we get through it. I'm just saying that. Not that Allah highly glorified as he is like a cake. I'm not saying that. I'm just using that as an analogy that you would think that, okay, so you put all these ingredients and things together and you get through it and somebody tastes it. It was a cake. So you're making a cake and then they taste it. Oh, this is so good. Yeah, you say, I made it. I was the one that made that. You know what I'm saying? So Al-Bari, Allah highly glorified as he is the maker of his man, of his creation. Hey, he tells us, he even let us know how he began to make us in terms of from the earth, from the dirt, from the mud, I'm just thinking of it, like I said, it kind of puts you in there and you start like, oh, yeah. Okay, Al-Bari, Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Bari, the maker. Alhamdulillah. Our next beautiful name and attribute is Al-Musawir. Al-Musawir. Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Musawir. And that's capital A-L, capital M-U-S. A W W I R Al Musawir. And Allah highly glorified as he is Al Musawir, the fashioner of forms. The fashioner of forms. That just brings me back to we was reading it in the Quran. It was about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying he is able to bring us back in whatever shape or form that he wants to. And so you can say, how some people say, well, I got this, no, why I got that, and why I got that. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Because he is the one who shapes us in the wombs of our mothers. Huh? Al-Musawir, Allah highly glorified as he, the fashioner of forms. Our next beautiful name and attribute, Al-Musawir, Al-Asma ul-Husna, is Al-Ghafar. Al-Ghafar, Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Ghafar, which is capital A-L, capital G-H-A-F-A-R, Let me see. F is in finding something. I'm just going to start find. I just want to be able to distinguish that I'm saying F. So it's capital A-L-G-H-A-F-F-A-R. Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Ghafar. And Al-Ghafar, he is the forgiver. All and off forgiving. Alhamdulillah. His mercy and his favor, his forgiveness. It's what he does. And, oh, listen at that. It's what he does. So now remember we were talking about the category? Now that just came. Thank you, Allah. Spend a while, though. He's so kind. That's what just came to my mind. So he is the forgiver. So that's an action. That's an action, forgiver, the one who forgives, all forgiving, the action, alhamdulillah. Our next beautiful Al-Asma'ul Husna is, and this is number 15, is Al-Quaha. Al-Quaha. Now, Al-Quaha, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Quaha. That's capital A-L, capital Q. Q is in quick, capital Q. A-H-H. A-R, Al-Quaha, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Quaha, the ever-dominant, the subduer. He dominates. There again, we can look at the dominant. That's an action, would you think? Or it could be an action and ascribing to the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because remember it said some of them would be, some would distinctively be ascribed to the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some would distinctively ascribe to the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some would ascribe to the self and the action. So I'm looking at, like, right here, we're saying Al-Quaha. And he is the one that subdues and dominates. And so could that not be an action and ascribing to himself. So, like his will, that's his will to do this. I'm just thinking. We'll investigate a little bit more, and you'll be right there, inshallah, and we'll all do that together. But right now, Al-Quahar is capital A-L, capital Q-A-H-H-A-R, and that is Allah highly glorified as he, the subduer, the ever-dominant. Alhamdulillah. Our next beautiful Al-Asma'ul Husna is Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab. And that's capital. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab. And that is capital A-L. Capital W A H H A B, as in Bismillah. And Allah highly glorified as he is Al Wahhab, the bestower, the bestower. He gives away without compensation his favors upon his servants. Those his favors upon his servants. He is Allah, Al-Wahhab, the bestower. Alhamdulillah. Moving forward, we have Al-Razak. Al-Razak. Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Razak. That's capital A-L, capital Ara, A, Z, Z, Z again, like as in, I can only think right now, no, Z, zebra. Just, that's what I could think of. Maybe you can think of some other letter, Z, but right now, zebra comes to mind. Allah, and that's V, Z, A, Q. And Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Razak, the provider, the provider. He provides the means and subsistence to his creation without measure. Oh, I know how you're feeling even just reciting these beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, because we're looking at Al-Razak, and I can't help but keep on, it's going through my mind, everybody, and it's probably going through yours as well, that, okay, we, you know, you talked about the categories, the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, himself, and we're talking about actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his actions. And remember some of these Al-Asma ul-Husna ascribes to both himself and his actions in that one attribute. In that one beautiful name and attribute, it ascribes to both himself, who creates, does all these wonderful things, that's who he is, and to the actions that he does. And Al-Razak, I would think, possibly could go in that third category, inshallah. But Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Razak, the provider. Moving along, where we at? Okay. Let me move along here. You would be surprised at some of the things that I'm finding out here just going through everything. Yeah. Moving along, we have Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah. Allah highly glorified is he. Is Al-Fattah. That's capital A-L, capital F-A-T-T-A-H. Now, I know you got to recognize this, because especially seasoned Muslims I'm going to speak to right now, you got to recognize this in its own, even if you don't even know about the Al-Asma ul-Husna as of yet. But Al-Fattah automatically reminds you of what? Al-Fatiha. And we recite the Al-Fatiha in all of our prayers. We know that as seasoned Muslims. And you new Shahadas, you just learned this. So now relating the two together, Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Fattah. What? The opener. He reveals the truth. He simplifies things. They're not complicated. He opens deadlocked matters and issues. So they would say, oh, we can't go any further with this because this, we can't even get into the understanding of that. But Allah, highly glorified is He. He knows everything. He is Al-Alim. He knows it all. So that we don't know and we might call it deadlock, read the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up that information. Oh, I didn't know it was the next one coming up. And the next one, next Al-Asma Husna, is Al-Alim. Allah, highly glorified is He. It's Al-Alim. Al-Alim. Allah, highly glorified is He. It's Al-Alim. And Al-Alim is Allah, highly glorified is He. It's Al-Alim. And that's capital A-L, capital A-L, and I'm just going to kind of do a little refresher on everyone because we may have some new people come in. I do want to make sure that when we're making the spellings of Al-Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we do the first two capital letters, and I'm told Al is the, and then I have to get it because we're going to come into some different ones. We've already said some different ones as well, but it means the. But after the A-L, capital A-L, it's always a dash. After the first two letters, and the first one is a capital, and then the second one is a small, you know. But then in the next capital letter, there's a dash before you get to the next capital letter. So I'm just saying, so it's just capital A-L dash capital A-L-E-E-M. And that dash will always come when you hear me say capital A-L, then that's going to be a dash. And then the next letter is a capital, capital A-L-E-E-M. And that's going to, you know, you got the whole of it. Al-Alim, and Allah highly glorified is He, is Al-Alim, the all-knowing. Allah highly glorified is He is the all-knowing. See, we only know so much, y'all, you know, and we know that. We know that because we know that we belong to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know this, and we love it. You know, if you think about it, when you first came to find out that you have a Lord, you have a God, that can nobody do nothing to undo anything that He does? Can't nobody change anything that He says is going to be? Can't nobody do anything to you because we are protected by Allah, our Lord and Cherisher, our Muhammad, the Protector. Wow, isn't that just wonderful? Isn't that just astonishingly wonderful that, I mean, you just feel so free. With all of that's going on in this world, in this life, and that we're living in today, that we can actually walk out into this creation without fear. Without fear. Because we love Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the creator of all creation. And we believe in Him, we believe Him, and we trust Him. And to know that He is all-knowing,
I have a friend that always says, she says, you know, it's like walking up the road or something, and then you get to a point or something that there's a bend that you go around the corner, but you haven't gotten around that corner yet, but you're on your way, and you see that you are approaching an intersection that you can turn, and it's around the corner, that we don't know that once we meet that intersection, what is actually around there. But Allah knows. He knows. He is Al-Alim, the all-knowing. And isn't it wonderful that, again, you know, when we go back to, we were talking about Al-Jabbar, Allah highly glorified as he being Al-Jabbar, the compeller. See, well, it all, they all entwine these beautiful names and attributes, really all just entwined together, because by him being, by Allah highly glorified as he being Al-Alim and the all-knowing, and that we come to that intersection or we see the intersection approach, we're approaching it, and we don't know what's around that corner of that intersection, and he does, he can actually compel us to go an opposite way. If he knows that there's danger there, but we don't know it, but in our mind, well, you know, when we get up there, and I'm going to make this right-hand turn. Well, for me, myself, I'm always like, well, when I come to the intersection where you can do the right or a left, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to take the right. That's just something that's in my own makeup, you know. But now guess what? Sometimes it's not a good thing to take that right turn. It'll be better to take the left turn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the next thing you know, you find yourself, well, why did I go this way? What am I doing over here? Because I was going to go that way. But he compelled us to go the other way. You see what I'm saying? So when we talk about compelling, it's so kind and so nice of him that he does it in such a nice way, you know, and reminding us of what to do. And we love him so kindly for that. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Okay, y'all. Okay, I promise you, we're going to continue, but I'm looking here. We have just gone on and on. I've not stopped to take any of the PSAs, and it wasn't necessarily intentionally, but that's what came up, and so we're going to do it stop right now, since it came to our memory that we do need to stop and take our public service announcement. We're going to do that. You are listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we say to you and we ask you to sit tight and keep sight. We will be right back, inshallah. Oh, see that? I apologize. I so apologize. See, we have a caller. So we're going to take our public service announcement, and we're going to come right on back, okay? Thank you so kindly.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give the body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the community-wide serial conference and AM 360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM 360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. And we are back. And just a reminder to our audience out in am360.org land, there may be some newcomers that just come on. We want to remind you that if you have any questions or comments that you would like to express to us here in the studio, you're going to need to dial in the studio. And that would be at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we will certainly give you that opportunity, recognize you and give you that opportunity. We want to remind you that also you can email us at info@cwsc.us. Again, that is us together here in the SD Intelligentsia Network. You can do that at info@cwsc.us. You can leave us also a listener comment at the business office at 910-317-0297. And just to know, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Now, before we get back, everyone, I'm going to have to take the caller because I know they've been patient because I've been going on like I do apologize. I love you dearly. Okay, we're going to go right now to our caller at 314-833, and I'm pretty sure this is our dear brother, Mark Shaheed, but I'm going to say assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from, Brother Mark.
Assalamu alaikum to you, my dear sister, the priest of Abdul Hadi, and to your very astute radio listening audience there at AM 360 Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost always, and just want to commend you doing an outstanding job in terms of revisiting Asma Usna, the 99 beautiful known names, attributes of Almighty God Allah. Just wanted to say that I noticed that they are using L for everything, and oftentimes some people with—I don't claim to be an Arabic scholar or anything of that nature—but in the Arabic language, you have letters referred to as sun letters and moon letters. So to take us to the natural creation, we just, you know, experienced not too long ago at the very end of Ramadan, an eclipse, whereas you had a total eclipse And most of us, just in modern, just elementary science, and I never did care for science, by the way, when I was in school, I was able to always good grades because Allah blessed me to be a good reader, but I never cared for it. But now I love science and all. But I do remember, and I think most of your radio listening audience remember, whether you're new Shahada or seasoned Shahada, the moon has no light of its own. Whenever we see moonlight, it is a reflection of the sunlight. Okay, so in the natural creation you have that, but also in the Arabic language you have letters that actually reflect, you know, the moon letters reflect the sunlight. So I'm going to give something that would be kind of easy for us to think about. So we wouldn't say Al-Salam. We wouldn't say Al-Salam. The first two letters that are given in the Al-Asma al-Usna, it generally is a definite article, which means the. And Al is usually used except in terms of if it's a moon letter that will be reflecting the sunlight or the enlightenment of that word. So us, it is not, it's, it wouldn't be as-salam, it would be us-salam. It says the restorer of peace, or it would be source, the source of peace, the source of peace. You have the same thing with the two mercies that you began with. It wouldn't be Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. And most of us, we have committed the Al-Fatiha to memory. To memory. So we don't say Bismillah Al-Rahman. It's Ar-Rahman or Ar-Rahim. Mm-hmm. It's actually A-R. Now, they may not have that in terms of the internet or website or what, but they don't have the knowledge in terms of making the separation, nor to make the distinction that these two mercies, and when we think about Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, there are two mercies, but very distinct. So when you talk about the what category they would go in, whether it's being ascribed to Allah or action or both, so we can see Al-Rahman, for example, as being the most, I know they say the most gracious, most merciful, but better. Still, as a student of Imam Muhammad, the most merciful benefactor, okay? So this is ascribed to him as mercy, but is also ascribed to him in terms of giving that mercy. In other words, what is related in some of these attributes, they overlap each other, such as the proper pronunciation for would be Ar-Razak. Once again, moon letter reflecting Ar-Razak, Ra. You understand, Ra, even in, I think, in Egyptian language represent the sun and all. But Ar-Razak, the provider. So Allah being the most merciful benefactor, we become the beneficiary, you know. Unlike, you know, as human beings, that when you transition, there's an insurance policy that is left. Somebody will be the beneficiary of what was left or what is given. So the whole of human creation is the beneficiary of Allah being the most merciful benefactor. this is takes it a little bit deeper in terms of Allah giving to us what we didn't even ask for, but He knows our needs. And you know, you mentioned Al-Alim. See, so we can see how Alim, being the all-knowing, and He's all-knowing because of what? Because He is Al-Khaliq. He's the creator. You see, He's the creator. So the creator, He knows His creation. And so when you look at that category, that is ascribed to Allah as the creator. But then the action is, if He's the creator, then that means that there was an action that was taken and what brought the creation into being. So it was Allah's will that brought the creation. As we see the creation and as we study the creation, it also reveals to us the science, or what we say, the nature of things. And the science, it contains what Imam Muhammad said, a body of knowledge, a system of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So this is given, this is showing that Allah is Ar-Razzaq. And man have received God's mercy in the natural creation, but man has also received God's mercy in the natural creation. And then when man forgets, you understand, to this other mercy, brings him back to consciousness that you didn't do this. You didn't do this. I did this. It's Ar-Rahim, the most merciful Redeemer. So then it becomes revelation, you understand, that Almighty God, Allah, gives to us in that regard. There was another one that I wanted to... The pronunciation is Al-Bari. Al-Bari.
Okay.
Al-Bari. It is a derivative, and when I say this, it's going to come to mind for most of us when we say Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. You know, Eid Mubarak.
Okay.
When you have that A and R, there is R. So, Bari. See, so
okay.
It's Al-Bari. You see, Mubarak.
Okay.
You see. And we had a president that was named Barack. You hear that again? Barack. You know.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that some people want to, you know, how they would do, especially with names that are not common names. They want to reduce it to just want to say Barry, you know. But
mm-hmm.
His name was Burak. Burak, you hear that? Burak, you see. Obama, you see. So, there was another one, and I can't think of it. I had my hand up for a while, but it was registering in my mind. But As-Salam, you know, and we say that so we can relate to that. So, you know, when we see that, and of course you haven't gotten to it as yet, is Shaheed. But it would be As-Shaheed, you know, the witness.
Yes,
and
sir.
The other, oh, I know one, and it's another one. I can't remember the other one. But the other one is Al-Mu'min. It is Al-Mu'min. And now that might seem a little different, and I think the book, it gave something else different. You know, the believer,
what
did
it
give?
I think I said Al-Mu'min.
air movement. Yeah,
what,
but it's movement. It's movement because in the association, here in St. Louis, is El Mu'minun. Now, Mu'minun is plural for Mu'min.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is, so El Mu'minun Islamic Center, where I belong, is actually saying it is the Believer's Islamic Center. So El Mu'minun is the plural of El Mu'min. So a Mu'min is like Muslim, but a Mu'min would be a believer. So when we put El there, you know, this is a qualifier, just like in English. We could say a book. We could say a book. You see, a book would be any book. But if we say the book, or if we say Al-Kitab, Al-Kitab means the book, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have Al there to specify a particular book, a definite article, like we have in the English language, it would be called a qualifier or an adjective. Adjectives are words that tells which, what kind of, how many. But al is used in terms of a definite article, being definite in that regard. And it distinguishes just from, because could we be, say Rahman, but if you notice, those who have selected that name, they usually have Abdul Rahman, you know,
yes, sir.
In front of it. So there is another one. I can't think of it now. Maybe it'll come back to me. But I just wanted to just add those. So, and then also you mentioned this in terms of the correction of spelling. Sometimes, like El Basir, we haven't gotten to it, but sometimes it'll be a double E. Now, remember, this is not Arabic writing. This is what is termed as, what we want to say, this is termed as, I can't think of the word right now, that in terms of just pronunciation, writing it with pronunciation, because a name such as Basir could be spelled, and sometimes it's spelled with double E-R or just I-R, you know, in that regard. So oftentimes a Muslim will ask another Muslim, how are you spelling that? Are you spelling it with a double E? Or are you spelling that with an I? Or a double E? Or Bashir? You know, or are you spelling it with a double E? Or Bashir? Or are you spelling it with an I? With an I? Or, you know, so either could be considered to be correct. So, you know, even when we utilize those names, we should actually inquire. But it wouldn't change the meaning. It wouldn't change the meaning of the actual attribute itself. Just know that what precedes it is actually being distinct and distinguishing that this is an attribute of Allah. But when we use many of these attributes that's ascribed to him, then it's incumbent that we use Abdul, just like your name is the priest of Abdul Hadi. So Al Hadi would be the guide. So
right.
You can be the guide, but you could be the servant of the guide. Alhamdulillah. So, and I can, I'll stop
there. Yes, sir. So, I was speaking to Brother Mark, like you were saying, like in your master is Al Mukminun, and our master here is
Al
Mukmin Islamic Center. The
yours is what?
Al Mukmin.
Mm-hmm. Al Mukmin Islamic Center.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that'd be so if yours is Al Mukmin Islamic Center, that means the Believer Islamic Center. And then ours is Al Mukminun, the Believers, you see. So I actually was there when Imam Muhammad gave us the, the green light, in terms of naming our own Islamic Center, or if we had a masjid in that regard, a masjid. And he actually distinguished between what is a masjid as opposed to an Islamic center. Most of the buildings that we had would be Islamic centers because a masjid would have to be something that's built from the ground up.
That's
with
right.
The express purpose of doing that. So we want to make that distinction also. So I'm going to get off because I'm enjoying you and the information you disseminate. And most certainly I'm taking notes and I'm learning too, and just want to encourage the radio listening audience. This is a learning lab. So I don't take notes like you all because I'm not able to see like you all. But trust me, Mark Shahid is taking note of, all that's being said. Good information. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you and us and increase us all in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God's word, will, and way. And that this also will enable us, you understand, as you were talking about, to be able to obtain this, but to retain this, but also to maintain and to sustain our life in being better to Allah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Brother Mark, before you go, because, we'll be heading out of here shortly, I appreciate so kindly if you would share on our sister station the nights and time that you come on with your learning lab.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Yes, on Wednesday night on IWDM Radio, this is sister station to AM 360. It is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slow, Dean, and Rashid Salam, and yours truly, Mark Shahid. And we're going to be very excited this Wednesday because, inshallah, which means God willing, we anticipate our beloved that's been gone from us for better than two months returning from Medina, in terms of the Blessed Mother Ramadan with her daughter and son-in-law there from Miami, Florida. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on IWDM Radio. And I'll give you the number at the end. And then following that will be the MGM Roundtable. That stands for the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And I am the host of that, where I like to bring and present very distinguished, esteemed people inside the community of Imam Muhammad, outside the community, and looking to do more in 2024, taking on more topics that are pertinent to us. And that begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And our very distinguished, esteemed guest this Wednesday will be from the STL. And that's one of our jewels, Dr. Medina Wakil. And I will be interviewing her on her new publication that's becoming hot off the press. And it's titled, A Muslim American Quranic Flag for Rashida. a Muslim American Quranic flag from Rashida. This is a book in terms of the history of the flag that we have in the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad. So you don't want to miss that interview. It should be loaded with a lot of great information by Dr. Medina Wakil out of the STL, where I live here. She would be my honored guest at the round table. And then Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and that is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Khalila Akbar as my co-host and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we're going to be doing part two on a question that was started last week. What is marriage? And are you really married? Then we'll add one more question. When is it that you think that you might really be married? Okay, so please tune in for that. And it will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on IWDM Radio. That call-in number is 714-816-4673. Once again, for IWDM Radio, 714-816-4673. And you can press 1 just like here on AM 360. We love to have you with us to tune in. And bring your notebook and pen and pencil there, because we believe the priest of Hadi, as you well know, there's going to be some noteworthy things that's going to be said. And we want to be able to retain them. Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. May Allah continue to bless you and us. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I make my salam to you, Brother Mark Shaheed, and thank you so kindly for sharing all the wonderful information and bringing us up to date on some of the pronunciations and the, you know, the meaning behind the pronunciations. I certainly do appreciate
you. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. I mean, you're doing a very superb job, outstanding job. Just keep it up and pray a lot that the radio listener is really value and appreciate it. Learn those, and then once you learn them, you want to retain them, but you want to maintain, they'll help to maintain and sustain your life, you know, if you act up on them. So you want to put them into practical application. You want to show as much mercy and compassion as you possibly can. You want to get to know as much as you possibly can. You never be Al-Alim, the all-knowing, but it's incumbent upon you to know, you know, see. And you want to have good sight and be able to see and to hear. You want to see God's creation, and you want to be able to see God's revelation. You know, all of these beautiful names of Allah have great significance, and when we take on these names, we should strive to the best of our ability, what is humanly possible for us. El Aziz, you understand,
right.
The mighty and all, you know. So we say that even in our prayer, you know. So some of these things, just think about the rituals that we perform. And then see if you can make that association, as Sister the priest Abdul Hadi, you're saying, it's, oh yeah, I say that in some of my prayers and all of that.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you so kindly. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I see you all out there, and I can feel your presence of actually listening. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you're probably just writing and not having, you know, anything to ask or say. But, it, you know, always feel whatever you're learning, know that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is giving it to you. And knowing this, that's establishing your relationship with Allah, because you are hearing and you're feeling and you're seeing where he is actually working with you. And so when he bless you to learn, hey, share it. Just share, and feel confident. Feel confident in sharing that, because that's what your Lord and Cherisher has given you, Al-Muqit. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Muqit. If you didn't learn but just one thing, and you want to press one and say, you know, Allah blessed me to learn this one thing tonight out of whatever was said, we certainly appreciate you pressing one. But I know you're listening, and I know that you are writing, and inshallah, you'll study them. You know what? I'm just like the Hadith say, you want for your brother what you want for yourself. Of course, and that's sister as well, what you want for yourself. And I tell you, let me tell you, oh, my goodness. When I first started learning Al Asma ul Husna, I thought, oh, my goodness, it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. But when we call on Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and his guidance, he makes it easy for us. And I don't know. You know, I tell you all the time, I don't know everything. I don't try to claim like I know everything. I'm learning, and I'm so excited about the learning. And I've seen so many experiences in my life of learning Al Asma ul Husna that, and I've shared some of them with you, that I can recognize when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to me. He speaks to you too. But if you're busy at other things and not remembering of him in his beautiful names and attributes, hey, you won't even recognize that he is saying, oh, do this, go do that, you know, go this way. Even if you don't understand, you're going to recognize him saying it to you. You're going to recognize him nugging you, if you would, pulling your coattail, if the old folk would say, and aligning you to the way that he wants you to be. I'm telling the truth. I'm so excited about learning this Al Asma ul Husna, and I want to go to paradise. Lord knows I do. Say everybody want to go to paradise, but nobody want to die. But see, I don't mind dying. See, when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't mind. Because we know when it's that time, it's our time, and we're going to, whenever, whether it's our time or not, we will return to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So learning Al Asma ul Husna gives you that comfort in knowing this. It gives you that comfort. And you be like, oh, okay then. Yeah. I'm going to go back here. I got a few minutes. Then we'll go back and open up this mic here. Once again, we got to return. Okay, yes, sir. Here we go, Brother Mark. Yes, sir.
This is going to be real short. You know, something that you said earlier, and I concur with it, you know, whenever we achieve, accomplish some, it's going to be some work. You remember you said that word work. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be work. Let me just, as a wordologist, just give to your radio listening audience and to those who are in the learning lab, the word work, W-O-R-K, it means if it's worth obtaining real knowledge, and you're talking about Al Asma or Usna, if it's worth attaining real knowledge, it's going to be work. So that W means worth, meaning value, worth. Worth obtaining real knowledge is work. And that means, and for to give you something from the Quran to help in terms of reinforce that, Allah says in 53, Surah, or chapter 53, 39 of the Quran, that the human being can only get what they consciously strive for. And then the next verse say, and soon it will be made manifest. In other words, God is telling us we can only get what we put forth effort or we work for. We can only get that when we consciously work for that. And then soon it would be made manifest. But remember, the word work, if it's worth obtaining real knowledge, it's going to be work. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, and thank you, Kanye, as well. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody. I know it's been such an exciting day for us and such a day of learning. You know, we're going to pick it up. We're going to pick it back up, inshallah, next week, you know, because the only way we're going to learn them is to continue to revisit them. You know, that's the only way we're going to do it. We can't, you know, say them today and then not do it until another 2 years from now, another year from now, because then we beat them forgot, really. You know, so we have to revisit them as often as we can. And there's 99 known beautiful names and attributes that we have to get through. And, you know, getting through them, spelling and, you know, some of what it means and some benefits of occasion. Because if I went through each one that we just went through today, and we only got to 19 of them today. So, inshallah, we start on 20 coming up next week. But just say, if I would have given all of the information that I have thus far, because there's so much more that I've not gotten to in my learning, but we wouldn't have gotten through no more than about five of them. Because it's just that vast amount of information in reference to Asma'ul Husna. So, alhamdulillah, we'll pick it up next week, inshallah. With that, I've enjoyed you all immensely, and thank you so kindly to all of you being here in the studio, and those of you out there at am360.org, and for those of you that press one, thank you so kindly, Brother Mark, for pressing one and sharing. You know, I had my pen when you were speaking, and I wrote down too. So that's the only way it helps me learn. And when I write it down, I tell you, I have three sons. I have them fussing over who's going to get mom's writings. And I'm like, oh, Allah, please let me be able to put them in order enough where they can understand them. But they fussing over who's going to get them once Allah, I return to Allah's little what's our will. But, you know, so I'm just saying that to say I write everything. I write everything. Do you hear me? And that helps me in my learning, and it will help you in yours as well. With that, we're going to say, may Allah bless us all with a fantastic upcoming week and Juma Mubarak. And we want to remember the homeless, those that are hungry. We pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will suffice them with their needs, and He will. He will. And He is the one that, He is Al-Mukit, as we said earlier. He sustains and takes care of His creation. And so you call Him, you ask Him, and He will. He will suffice them. And to that we say, I mean for them. And then we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those that are in having health problems, health issues, perhaps been diagnosed that, oh, this is going to take you out. You're not going to be able to recover from this. Well, with the help of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He, in His sustaining and taking care of us as His creation, we will recover from things that we ask Him to help us to recover from, and that's any illnesses or diagnosis of diseases that we may have been diagnosed with. So we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, would grant them speedy recovery from their illness, from whatever health challenges, and bless them as though in the recovery that it would be as though they never even had those issues. And to that we say, alhamdulillah, I mean. And we want to remember also our loved ones, our friends and family members that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His will, has returned them to His will. And we say, we pray Allah that He have mercy and forgiveness upon them and upon us too when it's our time. And have mercy and forgiveness upon us and grant us His paradise you know, which is what we're studying for right now, to make sure that we can get that seat in the paradise. Doing good work, yes. Learning our Asma ul Husna, practicing our Asma ul Husna, but also doing the best works that we can do, that he will be pleased with us. And to that we say, Amen. And we pray for those of us loved ones, of our dear ones that he has, by his will, returned to him, that he will grant us peace and patience in the experience of not having them here in this life with us, and looking forward to, by Allah's grace and will, to seeing them in the after of this life, the hereafter, inshallah. So with that, we're going to give you, I'm sorry. We're going to give you big old hugs and love. Okay, just hang on. We're gonna bid you. There you go. Okay, stop it. You know it's backing up. I hadn't taken out this yet. We're gonna bid you hugs and love, and I'm gonna send this one out. I know life can be very challenging for us sometimes. So I'm gonna leave us out on this particular. Song by Suad El Amin, and it says, hang in there. Just hang in, no matter how tight it gets. Call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful names and known beautiful names and attributes, and you'll see the result of his help, inshallah. Come on, squeeze us tight. Inshallah. Thank you so kindly for being here, and I look forward to seeing you, inshallah, next week. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullah.
Can anyone turn a back?
Alhamdulillah. Stay focused. Hang in there. Assalamu alaikum.